I want to talk again about the genetically modified seed that I talked about some time ago. The first type of genetically modified seed was the come to Jesus and get your needs met seed. But the second type that the Lord has identified for me in these last few days is the come to Jesus and stay as you are seed, which requires no character change in you whatsoever, just so long as you come to him. When I came to him, I was an adulteress, a drunkard, a liar, and very nearly a murderer. Everything I was after was for me and for no one else. He didn't say, "There, there, dear, you're lovely just as you are." He picked me up, turned me round, and gave me a shove in the right direction, which resulted in all those things: the adulteries, the drinking, the lying, the desire to kill what got in my way, went from me. If, however, the gospel that I had received says stay the same, you don't have to change, right now I would be pretty well exactly the same, carrying on in the same way that I had come into Christianity. Unlike many people, I was absolutely aware that I was a sinner who sinned. I knew specifically what my sins were, and I was in absolutely no doubt when I heard an audible voice say to me one morning after an evening where I had proposed to sleep again with my boyfriend, but it didn't happen, "Go, woman, and sin no more." At that time, I had absolutely no idea that that particular phrase came from the Bible. But my whole journey has been one of repentance, of changing my mind, of seeing that the way I looked at things last week, I can't look at them that way this week. Because Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, "Present your bodies, therefore, as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. It's your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." For me, that encapsulates the gospel of come to Jesus and don't stay as you are. Come to Jesus and jolly well change, because there is a new life waiting for you. And you cannot come into that new life with those old mindsets, those old behaviours that follow from the mindsets that it's okay to be like that. Yes, he loves me, but he doesn't like that sort of behaviour, and he is about change. He's promised me a glorious new life, a glorious new life. Not just something ordinary, but something utterly, utterly spectacular, like I've never seen before. And the woman that talks to you now is not the woman 34 odd years ago that came to Christ. She's just not the woman, I'm thankful to say. There is more of Jesus in me now. There is no desire to do those things. So where does that put our genetically modified gospel that says, come to Jesus and get your needs met, and come to Jesus and stay as you are? There is no condemnation and no shame about this message. What I'm pointing out is, are we selling people short? Are we denying them the opportunity of a glorious new life when we do not hold out to them the full hope of the gospel, which is being transformed into someone that they won't recognise and whom they will absolutely delight in becoming? The fact is that we are so concerned with doing what is politically correct within the confines of the church, of not standing on anyone's toes, and in so doing, we are following the way of Cain. We are killing off the Christ life, and the seed remains in the ground without growing at all. We don't lose our salvation, but if we've come in on a ticket of come to Jesus and get your needs met, if we've come in on a ticket of come to Jesus and stay just the same because he loves you just as you are, absolutely true he does. He died for us in that terrible, pitiful state. But that isn't where he wants us to stay. He has a glorious new resurrection life for you to live. So what about it? Do you want that? Or do you want to stay wallowing in the mud? I mean, he's going to love you just the same. Not going to change his mind about you. Died for you before you ever knew him over 2,000 years ago. It dates back further than that. He died for you before he created the world. So what about it? Just think whether or not you've been given a genetically modified seed that you've lived in ever since. 20, 30, 40 years. No need to change, no pressure on me to change. Because God loves me just as I am. True. But he doesn't want you to stay there, beloved. And it's not about gifts either, it's about character. It's about the character, the nature of Jesus being formed in you. That love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness, self-control being formed in you. The fruit coming forth, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ flowing through you. The tenderness, the love, the passion of God for the lost that doesn't want to see them, that weeps every time they see a sinner go to the lake of fire or destined for the lake of fire eventually. God is not angry. He poured out his wrath on Jesus to the very last drop. What the unbeliever will meet at the great white throne is the judgment of the Lamb himself. It's the Lamb that will send them to the lake of fire at the end of the day. I do pray that this message will cause you to have a rethink about your basic assumptions about what the gospel meant, because it will help you when things get difficult. It's the other side of the coin, about which maybe we will speak another time. God bless you.